As the news of Benazir Bhutto's assassination broke, the web became a rich place to find first-person stories and original reporting. Let's bring in the founder of the blog, The Pakistani Spectator. Now, hopefully our connection will hold because he's on the phone with us from Rawalpindi, the city where former Prime Minister Bhutto was assassinated. He's also one of the site's 15 bloggers covering the story throughout Pakistan, where they're breaking news on the situation on the ground. Now, he's asked us not to reveal his name because he has been banned from writing in the past for being a free voice in this country where information is under strict control. Thank you for joining us. Could you please describe for me the scene of grief and anger and that your fellow bloggers have been covering since the assassination?
The immediate reaction was disbelief. Because if you remember, in the same year, on 18th October, a murder attempt was made on Benazir when she came back to country after self-exile. And she also escaped that. And when the initial reaction of the people was utter disbelief, they were shocked and they were angry, but they thought initially that Benazir has just gone subconscious due to the shock.
You also mentioned on your blog, sir, you mentioned on your blog that there has been violence in Karachi as well.
Yeah, our blogger is at the Liari, which is the main flashpoint of Karachi, where Benazir Bhutto enjoys a very very popular support. And what happened there is that a mob just came out on the streets, a very angry mob. And what they did, first set fire to a factory, and then they started cross-firing. And there was an office of PMLQ there, the Musharraf Loyalist Party. They just first attacked that office and killed all the people present there. There were three of them, I think. And then the mob came out on the street, and in other parts of Karachi, where also our blogger was present, he himself saw two people dying in the riots.
There's always been a crackdown on journalists and free reporting in Pakistan. What is it like for you covering this breaking news right now? Is there too much chaos now for the police and officials to monitor what journalists are doing?
Yeah, that is the thing, because initially there was a very much utter disbelief and shock for the government. Didn't even stop the live TV coverage of the event. Because the live TV coverage is banned in Pakistan right now due to the emergency.
Sir, from your reporting, from you and the 15 other bloggers who are covering the assassination, what are people saying about the current president, Pervez Musharraf?
He is already in a big mess, and this will more than likely create many problems for him. But I also see a silver lining in this, because what I have seen in my locally in the Rawalpindi, and what the news are coming from all over the country, that the political workers of all the parties, including the arch rivals PMLN and People's Party and MQM, they all have gathered and they are protesting along. So I think that this is a chance for the Pakistani politicians to just launch a combined strike. To pave the way for the democracy, for the free media, for the free judiciary. And the nation has been mobilized automatically by this event. I can see that, I can feel that in the air, that the nation has been mobilized.
The founder of the blog, The Pakistani Spectator, thank you so much for joining us here on the Bryant Park Project.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for checking out npr.org/Bryant Park.